Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Fools podcast. We have Eliseo, Brandon, and I'm Jesse. Welcome back. Preseason done in the books. Yeah, that's all she wrote. Hopefully you guys did some great jobs in your drafts. And if you have some more coming, then good luck to you. We're going to do a mock draft for you today. So get you ready for those Labor Day weekend drafts coming up. But first, a little bit of news. Josh Jacobs just signed for $12 million. He's back, baby. What you guys think?
I think they're going to need him, so it's a good thing they got him.
Yeah, I think a couple ways to look at it. One, you know, he was unhappy not there during the during training camp, and you know, finally got some money that he wanted. So again, a 1-year deal. So I think that the Raiders are going to run him into the ground. They're going to give him all the carries in the world. Similar to last year, I think he had over 300 touches last year. So yeah, I would look for another heavy workload for him this year in anticipation of him not being there next year. So I'm expecting him to have, you know, kind of a similar year to what he had last year and volume of carries to be, you know, just about equal to what he carried last season.
So if you already drafted him hoping that he would sign, I think you're in for some, like, a really good season from him. And if you are still not, you still haven't drafted and it's coming up, now you know he's a safe choice.
Yes, have at it. Of course, you heard about Trey Lance. He got traded. Great. Good news. Okay. Moving along. Jonathan Taylor, we're still not sure what's going on with him.
Well, I know back to Trey Lance. Do you think Prescott is now on a leash?
No. If Trey Lance couldn't beat out, you know, Sam Darnold for the backup job, I don't think, you know, there's too much to worry about Dak. I think Dallas was just, hey, this guy's a formal number 3 overall pick. Let's give him a change of scenery. He has talent. He just hasn't played a lot of football. So it's, you know, I think it cost him a 4th-round pick or something. So they're just, you know, putting a flyer out there and taking him. It's like a sleeper in the last round of the draft. You're like, maybe it's something. Maybe we'll cut him. I don't know. We'll just take a chance on him.
Maybe if Dak gets hurt, hey, they still have a playoff run, or maybe not. Who knows?
Well, he's the number 3, but still.
And Jonathan Taylor. So, yeah, some news. Maybe Miami's interested. We still don't know what the heck's going on. It's chaos over there.
Yeah, so we're recording this on Monday night, August 28th, and he had given the Colts, I think, a Tuesday deadline. So tomorrow is actually the day that all teams have to cut their rosters to 53. So that was kind of the reason for the deadline. So as of right now, yeah, we haven't heard any news. But as you mentioned, I think Miami has been seen as the front runner. There's supposedly another team as well, but I think the hard part of trading for Jonathan Taylor is, one, you've got to give up something for him, right? The Colts aren't just going to give him away. They've asked for a 1st-round pick. But people don't really value running backs. I think it'll be hard for them to get that pick. But in addition to the team that trades for him giving up that pick, they also have to sign Taylor to a deal that he wants. So I think there's kind of a two-pronged approach here. And, you know, we just haven't – teams don't want to pay running backs anymore. So to have to give up a 1st- or 2nd-round pick and then sign him to a $12 to $15 million a year deal for 3-4 years – that's going to be hard to do, but if they do it, I think, yeah, Miami would be a very interesting choice for him with that offense that Mike McDaniel's been running.
If he stays in Indy, how do you think he's going to be this season?
He's going to get hurt, quote unquote, and have to sit out a bunch of games. Oh, my hamstring's bothering me. I can't go this week. Oh, it's going to last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and that's how it's going to go.
Yeah, I think so too. And then even if he was playing, even if he was playing, I think they've got the young rookie quarterback, Anthony Richardson. He's a runner as well, so I think he's going to take away some of that running ability. So, again, if he was to play on the Colts, which seems like an outside shot at this point, yeah, I wouldn't be too interested in him in that situation.
Where would be a scary place for him to go?
Like scary good or scary bad?
Good.
I think Miami. There's also, again, just in that offense, you know.
Miami, and if they decide to actually use a running back, Kansas City?
Yeah, Kansas City, of course. But, yeah, again, they always do weird stuff in the red zone, so you never know. I think the other spot would be, I think, Philadelphia. Great offensive line. Yeah. Again, they signed DeAndre Swift, Rashad Penny. They still have Kenneth Gainwell, but not a real solid all-do-everything back like Jonathan Taylor. So I think that's actually the best spot for him. I mean, you saw Miles Sanders last year had a great year, and he's light years better than Miles Sanders. So, again, I don't know if they're in it or not. They have some cap space. They've been rumored to potentially be looking at him, but Yeah, I think there or Miami or Kansas City, as you mentioned, just, you know, put him on a good offense with a good offensive line. He's dangerous. He's a very good player, right? There's no doubt about that. We've seen what he's done when he's been really, really good.
Keep your notifications on tomorrow to find out. All right, let's get into this mock draft. We're doing a 10-team full PPR mock draft. We got quarterback, tight end, two running backs, three receivers, one flex. And we're going to start it off. I think I'm in the third position. Alessio, you're in the fifth position. And Brandon, you're in the ninth position?
Yep, that's where we're at.
All right, so you get a little taste of everything there. And we're going to start off right now. So pick one was Ja'Marr Chase. That's interesting. And two was Christian McCaffrey.
Why do you think that's interesting, Ja'Marr Chase?
No, that's good. It's Chase's guy. I just feel like Jefferson's going first or McCaffrey in most drafts. But, I mean, it's fine. Ja'Marr Chase is fine. It's a good pick. Nothing wrong with that. I'm going to take Jefferson at number three. It's kind of a no-brainer here. For me, I like doing wide receiver in my first pick. So we got Tyreek Hill off the board and two Eliseo at pick five.
So with everybody that just went, having just gone, the only smart choice here, in my opinion, is Austin Eckler. He's going to be one of the top running backs, hopefully, again. And other than that, it's Travis Kelce, Cooper Kupp. And as much as I like Kelce, I don't want to pay the price tag on Kelce. And so I'm going to go with Austin Eckler.
All right, Austin Eckler it is. And, you know, at this point, if you pick Travis Kelce, that's not a bad thing because he just went next right after him. Then we got Cooper Kupp off the board and Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, so I'm up at pick nine. Let's see, we've had three running backs so far, four receivers, a tight end, pretty standard kind of top eight players off the board according to this list. As I kind of scrum the board again, I'm kind of looking a pick ahead as well, right? I have pick nine, and then someone has the swing at 10, 11, then back at pick 12. So trying to kind of pick two guys here that are going to kind of mesh together. So as I look at the board, I think I'm going to go ahead and take wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Again, PPR kind of makes me lean a little bit more towards wide receiver. He's been outstanding the last several years with Josh Allen. Jeez, I'm losing track of names already.
Saquon Barkley went next. CeeDee Lamb, the first pick of round two, and back to you, Brandon.
Back to me here. So, yeah, again, I think in this PPR draft, I do like receivers, and there's some, you know, running backs that I like later that I feel comfortable with. I think I'm looking at another wide receiver here. You have guys like A.J. Brown. You have Devontae Adams. Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to catch a ton of balls. The only running back I may take in the situation would be Nick Chubb. He just doesn't catch very many passes, but he's such a good running back that you're going to get a ton of points there also. Gosh, am I going to change my strategy here? I think I am, actually. I'm actually going to take Nick Chubb here. I wasn't going to do it. I was going to go back-to-back receivers, but I think Nick Chubb's too good of a value to pass up, and by the time the running backs come back around to me in about 20 picks, it's going to be very, very different than what it looks right now. So this keeps my options open for round three and four to kind of have one of each at both of those positions.
Pat Mahomes next off the board, followed by Devontae Adams and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
So I'm in a good spot here. I already have my running back in the first round, and he is a pass-catching running back, so that's why I was happy about that one. And now I am targeting a receiver, and it just so happens that one of the best is still available because they took Adams and St. Brown right before. So now I have A.J. Brown from Philly. He did really great last year, and he's in for another big year. So I'm happy to take this at my number two.
And then you got Derrick Henry went right behind you there. I'm up here. I have Justin Jefferson. I need a running back or a wide receiver here. We have Garrett Wilson on the board. Josh Jacobs, you know, I'm partial to him because I'm a Raiders fan. Supposed to have 306 yards receiving. This is tough because I do like Garrett Wilson. But just because I'm a Raiders fan and he just signed a $12 million contract and they're going to run him into the ground, like Brandon said, I'm going to take Josh Jacobs right here. And then Garrett Wilson went behind that. Josh Allen off the board. Jalen Waddle and Jalen Hurts, the Jalens. Back to me. So I got one running back, one wide receiver. This is tough here. See, I got Chris Olave could be my next receiver off the board in his PPR.
Just real quick, while you're making your pick here, what are your guys' thoughts on taking those top three quarterbacks? How early do you like them? Is this too early for you? Are you comfortable? Like, where would you be comfortable taking Mahomes, Allen, or Hurts?
Knowing that they were going to be expensive this year, usually the earliest I've ever taken a quarterback is the fourth round, and that's when I'm really targeting a specific quarterback, not just, you know, oh, I need a top quarterback, I'll just take whoever, but when I'm actually targeting a specific quarterback. In years past, it was Manning. It was Peyton Manning when he went to Denver for the first time. I was like, he's going to have a big year, and I took him in the fourth round. Everybody kind of looked at me funny, but I knew. And then last year, I really wanted Josh Allen, and so I took him in the fourth round last year also. I believe those are my first two and the highest picks that I've ever made a quarterback. This year, I knew that it was going to be second, third round, and I was prepared to not have any part of that because there's a little bit more value this year in quarterbacks than there was last year. I know last year probably scared a bunch of people away from, you know, waiting on the quarterback, because that was a big strategy before, is just wait till the end because there's so many good quarterbacks, and that backfired really bad on a lot of people last year. And so I know that a lot of people are going to be more aggressive with the quarterbacks at the top of the draft, and so yeah, I wouldn't go over, like I said, I wouldn't do first, second, or third round for me personally.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. If it lies that way, I'm okay with it. It just depends on how you want to build your team. But if you get Pat Mahomes, he's going to be great. Josh Allen's going to be great. Jalen Hurts is going to be great. So, I mean, I'm not mad about it, but it's not been my strategy per se this season. So here, I'm going to take my second running back, pass-catching running back. The only one left, because Zeke is gone, Tony Pollard. We got Mark Andrews off the board, and then Eliseo is up third round, fifth pick.
Okay, so actually one of the guys, and again, because it is PPR, right now I have Jonathan Taylor available, but because we don't know his situation, I'm going to play it safe just for the, you know, just for the fun of it. You never know what's going to happen. And I'd rather take this next guy who I'm going to take. Chris Olave is who I'm going to take. And he's up and coming. He got a huge upgrade in quarterback, and I expect a lot of big things to be going on down there in New Orleans this year. So I think Chris Olave is going to have a lot to do with that. So I'm going to go ahead and take him as my third pick.
I'll say was bullish on New Orleans this year. Sure. Jonathan Taylor, T. Higgins, Devontae Smith, and to Brandon.
Yeah, back to me here. And this is almost where now I wish I would have taken the two receivers because there's just a bunch of running backs there. So, you know, sometimes you got to kind of do these mock drafts to kind of see what falls you in certain situations. Let's see. I'm looking at the board. Ramondre Stevenson, Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, kind of the top running backs. DK Metcalf, Calvin Ridley, Jamar Gibbs. You know, I don't love this spot for any of these wide receivers that I see here. So I'm going to actually go a little bit further down the board, I think. And I am going to, what do I want to do here? I'm actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take another guy I really like this year. He caught 69 passes last year in New England. He was splitting some time with Damian Harris. I'm going to take Ramondre Stevenson as kind of the go-to guy in New England. Caught a ton of balls last year. I see that improving this year with the new offensive coordinator.
Calvin Ridley, Deebo Samuel, back to you.
Yeah, this is, we had a draft yesterday, and I did the same thing where I took all these running backs early, and it's not normal for me, or in all the drafts I was doing. I was going wide receiver heavy. And again, this is just fallen where there's just a ton of running backs here. So as I scroll and scroll and scroll, I'm going to actually take another one because I really like this guy, especially in PPR format. So it's a little bit down the board, kind of. He's a rookie. I think he's going to catch a ton of passes this year in Detroit. He's kind of their all-everything player. I'm going to take Jahmyr Gibbs here.
All right. Three running backs.
Yeah, that's my flex spot. Already filled up.
Najee Harris went after him. Travis Etienne and Breece Hall, there's the running back run right there. Back to you, Alseo.
Okay, so far I have my one running back, two pretty good receivers, and so coming up next, my closest options here are start going for that next tier of quarterbacks, which I'm still going to gamble and wait till later on in the draft for that. And the one running receiver, there's two receivers actually here that are both really good, is DK Metcalf and Keenan Allen. They both have pretty good quarterbacks that like to throw the long ball. And so I'm going to go with, in this case, DK Metcalf, just because I feel like Keenan Allen is very injury prone. And I mean, it could happen to anybody, but he seems to miss a lot of games. And so I'm just based on that fact, I'm going to go with the safer route and go with DK Metcalf.
All right, DK Metcalf taken, and then we have Kenneth Walker went right after him. So still, even with all those, there's some running backs left here. Oh man, there's two players. So I have I got Justin Jefferson, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard. So I could get my first quarterback and go Lamar Jackson here. I like Lamar. I got him yesterday in our draft. But Joe Mixon is also off the board. I do like Joe Mixon this year as well. And then Keenan Allen is just kind of that, you know, stronghold. He's going to get you those points every week. So I can get my second receiver here, or I can take Joe Mixon. And I think Joe Mixon, I have to take him right here because he's there. And I think the wide receivers are a little bit better in a couple picks. I'll be able to get him. So I'm going to take Joe Mixon right there. George Kittle went. Keenan, of course, went after that. Amari Cooper and Aaron Jones. So that worked out okay. So now looking at wide receivers, I have DeAndre Hopkins, Terry McLaurin, DJ Moore. Jerry Jeudy, Drake London, but I think those two, DeAndre and DJ Moore, I like them both this year. And I think DeAndre is going to be where I'm going to go right there. So Joe Burrow went after that, and back to Eliseo. Eliseo has Austin Eckler, AJ Brown, Chris Olave, and DK Metcalf.
Yeah, I was looking for somebody that I can't find. And I'm like, where did he go? I thought I just saw him on the list. So I'm a little confused now. And I don't see him on the board either.
Somebody probably already picked him. And
and I did. And I missed it. Yeah. I was looking for Alvin Kamara.
Oh, oh wow. Yeah. He's down a little ways there. I'm sure he's on the board.
Running backs and scroll.
Yeah. He's right there. Click on running backs.
Oh, yeah. There he is. I see him.
Yeah. He's available.
Yeah.
You can take him.
He's way down there. Yeah. I know. But, oh man, I could have taken him on the way back. I didn't realize he was so far down on the list. But so right now, again, those mid-tier quarterbacks that I'm not quite ready to make a move on quite yet. So there are a few running backs and receivers I could take. But I am going to scroll down a little bit, and not all the way to Kamara, now that they pointed out how far down he is in the rankings, because I think I can get him on the way back on this. But I am going to go with another huge target, and who I think is going to get peppered with targets like this season, because he is a tight end who's actually going to be the number one receiver on the team based on what that team is. And that guy is Darren Waller,
who is
now with the New York Giants. And I can't really name any other wide receiver on that team. So he's going to get all the action. And I think if he stays healthy, he's going to have a great year, like the one he had a couple of years ago where he was like number two, or, you know, at least top three, definitely. So he's in for another big one.
Good things come out of camp. They're saying that, yeah, he's just being super targeted. So good pick there. So we have Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson off the board. Damian Pierce, and it's to Brandon. It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams already have quarterbacks here.
Yeah, glad you mentioned that. I was going to touch on that too. So there's 8 quarterbacks I like. So I like everyone that's been drafted, Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence. So just part of my strategy here would be there's one team behind me. They don't have a quarterback, so they could take one. I could still get the second one. So I'm going to just wait to take that quarterback on the way back, knowing that I'll get one of the two. I mean, can't imagine they would take both quarterbacks here. So with my build, 3 running backs, I need another receiver here, and I'm glad to see that DJ Moore is still available. So he's going to be my second receiver on this team.
Justin Fields, they did take one of them. TJ Hockenson, gone.
Yeah, and so then again, it's a long way back for me being in the 9th slot of the draft, so it's about 18 picks till it comes back. Again, most of the quarterbacks are off the board. You two, ironically, the three of us are the only 3 teams without a quarterback at this point. So I certainly want to make sure I get one of those top 8 guys, because I think there's a clear drop-off coming after this guy. So I'm going to go ahead and take Trevor Lawrence.
TJ, Terry McLaurin, Miles Sanders, Alexander Mattinson off the board. Back to Eliseo, who does not have a quarterback.
Yeah, and at this point, Trevor Lawrence is a good guy to target, and that's who I was hoping to get. But then when we had that little bull run on the quarterbacks just now, I thought that was going to happen a couple rounds later, and it didn't. So I ended up missing out. I thought, it's okay, I have a backup plan, so don't worry about that. So for now, we're going to go ahead and keep going past the quarterbacks. But now the good thing is, even though I missed out on a quarterback, I do believe I have a tight end that's going to make him, you know, be different than like a level above, a tier above, basically, the normal tight end. So I think that's going to save me a little bit. So I'm pretty even as far as everything that I need. I got my receivers now. I have my tight end. So obviously I need another running back at this point. And J.K. Dobbins is right here and available. So I'm going to go ahead and take J.K. Dobbins. Kamara's still way down. I know I talked about him, but I, for some reason, thought he was like coming up next, and he was not.
All right. Then Jerry Jeudy off the board and over to me. All right. I have Justin Jefferson, DeAndre Hopkins, Jacobs, Pollard, and Mixon. There's a couple quarterbacks I could take right here, but the two teams in front of me both have quarterbacks. I don't think they're going to take another one right now. And there's a couple players I do like. This is tough because I'm you guys know I'm big on Drake London. I do like Drake London. I could take him right here. But I think I'm going to go ahead and go. And this guy comes with a little bit of questionable ability. Questionable questions? I don't know. I don't know if he's going to get the targets that he could possibly get. But it's a great tight end on a great team. And I think at this point, I'm going to take Dallas Goedert. Drake London went next. James Conner, Michael Pittman, Chris Godwin, and back to me. And this is where I'm going to... I could possibly wait here, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and do it. And Brandon loves this team right here. I think that there is a possibility he could be, you know, top three, top five quarterbacks. And so I'm going to
play Phillip Rivers.
Play that upside and take Deshaun Watson right here.
I've convinced you guys.
I'm still out. I'm good. I'm going to watch from the sidelines and clap if you do well and laugh if you don't.
I will be taking a backup quarterback later, and if we don't get to that point, if we stop this at 10 or 12 rounds, I'll let you know who it was going to be. Christian Watson went next to LSAO.
All right, and this is it. This is the moment that we've all been waiting for. This is when I finally take the running back that I was talking about earlier. So this is about the time where you can really start kind of loosening up and going for those home runs. And I think even though he's suspended for a few games at the beginning of the season, he should... again, he's one of the guys that's going to benefit from the upgrade at quarterback with the Saints. So I think that whole team is going to be looking pretty good this year, and I want to be a part of that. So I'm going to take Alvin Kamara.
All right. Tyler Lockett, Cam Akers, Brandon Ayuk off the board.
Yeah, I was looking at Brandon Ayuk, looking for a third receiver here. So he just went. So now I'm going to pivot a little bit here and scroll through. And actually come up on a guy that I actually really like. I think that, again, he's a little further down the board than you would probably expect. However, last year I believe he was sixth in the league in targets, and he had zero touchdowns, which that's not going to happen again. So my next pick will be Diontae Johnson, and I'm trying to find his numbers here. Yeah, he had 147 targets last year, so he caught 86 balls. And again, we got a second-year quarterback who's going to make a big improvement. I'm actually going to take Diontae Johnson as my third receiver again. I think he's going to catch over 100 balls, and he will 1,000% score more touchdowns than last season.
PPR machine there. So we had Dalvin Cook and DeAndre Swift go right after that.
Yeah, so then back to me. And again, when you're at the end of the draft, or, you know, at one of the ends of drafting, there's a lot of picks in between. So you got to kind of scroll a little further than kind of what's on your screen, because there's a lot of guys that aren't going to make their way back to you. So there's anybody that you like, you got to go ahead and take them. And so that's one of the things I'm going to do here. I think this is probably one of LSAO's guys I'm actually going to take. So I'm going to take, again, another guy who's going to catch a lot of passes on a really good offense. I'm going to take running back James Cook.
Yep.
Did you get him in the draft yesterday?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought so. After Cook went Kyle Pitts, Christian Kirk, Mike Williams. LSAO is on the clock. You have three running backs, three wide receivers, one tight end, still no quarterback.
Still no quarterback. And round at this point, eight. I think I'm pretty safe. Even when people start taking, you know, I don't see much of a difference at this point anymore. There are a couple guys that I do like more than others, but I'm pretty safe now. So I'm going to just keep to the plan. And I'm pretty even. Again, I have 3-3, so I could go either running back or receiver. Unless if you're not comfortable, then like some of you guys, you could go ahead and jump on whatever quarterback you think is best that's left. I'm going to keep gambling here. So my next pick is going to be, I'm going to go with Isaiah Pacheco here. He did really good last year with Kent City. He's doesn't really have any new competition from last year. So he should still pretty good. He's still a good team. They're going to make a playoff run yet again, obviously. And so a good offense, that means a lot of points. And he is the number one guy there. So there's no bad reason to take him, especially way all the way down here. Great value.
All right. Smith Njigba from Seattle went next. And then to me. Okay, so here I have three running backs, two wide receivers, quarterback, and a tight end. I really need another receiver right here, but you know, soon these running backs are going to kind of fall off, and it's going to come back around to me pretty quickly here. I think I like some of the deeper receivers more than these running backs. So I think I'm going to go with a running back here. So I have Rashad White, Javonte Williams, David Montgomery, Antonio Gibson's down there. Some people like him. But I think that Tampa Bay Rashad White is the best name on the list, so I'm going to go ahead and gobble him up. Mike Evans, George Pickens. I do like George Pickens, just to say Pickett to Pickens in Pittsburgh. Yeah, if you draft him, you got to say that at least once a week, right? Pat Freiermuth, and what's that? Marquise Brown went off the board. Back to me. Now I can pick one of those wide receivers I was talking about. So we have Jordan Addison, Jahan Dotson, Michael Thomas. I'm going to go down a little bit further because I like this guy. There's a couple guys I like, actually. Zay Flowers from Baltimore and Quentin Johnson from the Chargers. And let's face it, the Chargers receivers are going to get hurt, right? I think so. So I think Quentin Johnson is going to be a value to begin the season, and a stronger value later on. I'm going to go ahead and take Quentin Johnson right here. Javonte Williams, is that who that is? Denver went off the board, and back to you, LSAO.
Okay, so I now am running back heavy because I have one running back more than receiver. And again, this is PPR. And just so happens that I have a guy here who I think is going to be really good in this position. He's Jordan Addison, who's playing with the Vikings now. And remember, he's the new slot guy now that Thielen is gone. So I think he could be a huge red zone target just like Thielen was. Obviously, Justin Jefferson's going to get all the attention, but that means he's also going to get all the attention from the defense. He's going to pull a lot of eyes that way. And so that's going to open up Jordan Addison. So I feel really good about this. I think this is a great deal right here, and I think he's going to do really good for my team.
From Thielen to Addison, just throw Thielen out like trash, and now Addison's in. There, that's how LSAO does it. When you're done, you're done. AJ Dillon went next. Evan Ingram, David Montgomery, and Brandon's on the clock.
Yeah, back to me. And I was hoping this guy was going to get through the next three or four picks. He did. I need another receiver here. I have three. But yeah, a guy I really like in Washington, Jahan Dotson. When he played last year, he was outstanding. I wouldn't be surprised if he's the number one guy there over Terry McLaurin, who's been battling some injuries. So I really like Jahan Dotson as my fourth wide receiver here late in the ninth round.
Brandon Cooks and Brian Robinson went after him.
Yeah, so back to me. Again, I have a quarterback. I have three running backs, four running backs, four wide receivers. So one quarterback, four running backs, four wide receivers. Again, tight end. I could take one here. I'm fine with getting the 10th tight end or getting two tight ends like we've talked about on this podcast before. I get to this point, throw a couple darts later in the draft. So I'm going to keep looking for value here as I kind of scroll down a little bit. Couple guys that are interesting. Kadarius Toney is interesting. When he plays, he's awesome. He just never plays, but he's on Kansas City. So it's like, yeah, that's a decent value, dart throw there. You mentioned Zay Flowers. I'm actually going to take another guy who I took yesterday as I scroll a little bit further. I really like this guy. Running back in Chicago, I'm going to take Khalil Herbert.
All right, and then we have the first defense off the board. Thank you, Sleeper. We're using the Sleeper app for this. 49ers went next. Michael Thomas, Kadarius Toney. But you know what? Somebody in your draft is going to take a defense early. That's what happened to us, right? Yeah, yesterday.
Really early, yeah.
And then it's back to LSU.
Yeah, so here I'm still at my I'm pretty full now, like, and starting to stack up pretty well. But I am missing a quarterback, and all available, or like the top available right now, is Dak Prescott, which no way. I'm not doing that. I'm not Jesse, so no thank you. After that, it's Tua, who's an interesting pick, but Aaron Rodgers on a new team, Kirk Cousins, people like that. I'm going to scroll a little bit lower, and I might surprise some people. But I'm actually going to go ahead and go with Brock Purdy.
Oh, wow. That is surprising.
I mean, at this point,
I was sure you were
really
going to say Geno Smith.
No.
I had the drop ready.
He did well last year, and that was coming in cold, basically, Now he's had a whole, camp to work stuff out with his guys. They're obviously going to still be a good team. He can get the job done. So, plus, I don't think he's going to be nervous. I think all those nerves were there last year. Now he's going to be more comfortable. He's, they're still going to go for it. So, we'll see. I'm going to take a backup just in case, because anything can happen. But I right now, I like, honestly, of all the guys left, he's my favorite out of all that list.
I just love that, like, you waited on Kamara because, like, oh, I can get him a couple rounds later. But then you're going to get Purdy, eight rounds too soon. Like, what's the rationale?
He might have lasted the whole draft.
Yeah.
No, I mean, everybody else has a quarterback. I figure people are going to start taking their backup quarterback. Sure. So I didn't want to.
Interesting.
I didn't want to, like, end up with Kenny Pickett or Jordan Love.
Second defense off the board, Philadelphia Eagles, and it's over to me. I have three receivers here. I have four running backs. I got my quarterback. I got my tight end. Looks like I need another receiver here. And, I talked about it before. I said Zay Flowers was available. He's still available after all those picks. So I'm just going to go ahead and take him. Zay Flowers off the board. Dallas Cowboys, man, defense is here. Antonio Gibson, David Njoku, Dak, LSU, your boy just went right there, Dak Prescott, right before me, and back to me here. So I'm going to go back to look at the board here. So we got best, this is what Sleeper says, best, Tua, Aaron Rodgers, Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis is a pretty decent pick at round 11 here. Treylon Burks, he just came back to practice, I believe, today. Jamal Williams, Juju. I'm not really huge on any of these guys, so I'm going to go down a little bit further here. And I'm going to take, this may be a little bit surprising to some of you guys, but as you know, Jerry Jeudy is hurt. We don't know how long he's going to be out. And this guy's on my bench right now, but he could be a starter, and he's definitely a starter. He's going to be the number one guy, and he could be great. So I'm going to take Cortland Sutton. Gabe Davis right after me, and to LSAO.
Okay, well, let's do this again. Because of my Brock Purdy pick, I expect him to do well this year, but I need to take a backup. I need to be a safer one. So this might also shock some people, and I'm going to scroll a little bit further down than those top guys. But again, a team that I think is going to come out really strong this year, and they have a really easy schedule. So they should have no problem scoring. So because of that, I'm going to take, surprise, surprise, quarterback Derek Carr.
Oh,
quarterback. Wow. Yeah,
not even.
And look at the run you just did.
Taken. Yeah, interesting.
You just created a run. So you took Derek Carr. Tua went behind you as a second. Aaron Rodgers went as a second. And Jamal Williams. Yeah. Back to Brandon.
Okay, let's see here. Again, I still have no tight end. But again, I don't really like the tight ends here unless people start taking a couple. But I'm going to take a couple at some point and be just fine with that. So as I scroll here, I'm going to find a couple guys that I like. One of them, Jesse, I do like that Cortland Sutton pick. That was going to be a guy that I certainly targeted there. But I'm going to take another wide receiver with a lot of upside. Again, we don't know who the number one receiver is in Kansas City outside of Travis Kelce. So I'm going to take a chance on their slot receiver, Sky Moore.
All right. Sky Moore. I like it. Juju Smith-Schuster and Burks.
Traylon Burks. Okay.
Starting to forget these people's first name.
Back to me again. I see kind of the backup quarterback run coming. I have Lawrence. If I want to get a second one, now is probably the time. And again, there's a couple guys that I really like. Actually, I like Kirk Cousins. I think he's fine. He's going to throw for a ton of yards, throw for a ton of touchdowns. There's the upside in Anthony Richardson, so that's intriguing. We mentioned Geno Smith was outstanding last year. They just added another first-round wide receiver. But the guy I'm going to go with, I thought, had a really good year last year. He does give you some big rushing upside. I'm going to take quarterback Daniel Jones.
All right, Danny. We have Odell, who went after him, the New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, and Eliseo's on the clock with two quarterbacks, four running backs, four wide receivers, and a tight end.
So at this point, again, it's just kind of like you're just hoping to hit something big, you know. I already took some pretty big shots, I think. So hopefully they're landing. I have complete confidence. So as I'm looking down on the list and seeing what else I can add to my elite team, I'm thinking that I can add pretty much anything I want. At this point, I think the best option for me is the next running back available, who is Rashad Penny.
Rashad Penny.
Don't overthink it, guys.
And then after Rashad Penny went Dalton Schultz, and I'm on the clock here. Look, the team two going after me has two quarterbacks, but team one only has one. So I think they may take a second quarterback here. So I think this is where I want to pull the trigger. And, you know, some of those guys, you know, I liked. You know, Derek Carr could be okay, but Daniel Jones was good. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, you can take a fly on him.
Play the drop. Write him a letter, Jesse. Write him a letter.
What are you talking about?
He ain't right back, though.
Is he still available? I don't see him on here.
Yeah.
He's definitely available.
Yeah, he's still there.
Oh, there he is. Okay, I see him. Yes. So.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
I think Brandon got it. He knows what's going to happen here. And this is the guy that I was targeting at the beginning.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
Geno Smith, I think he's going to have a very successful year this year, better than people think, and I think that getting him in the 12th round is a steal. You could just wait on him and just get him. I just like the possible upside of Deshaun Watson. Cole Kmet went Kirk Cousins, of course. The team one did take the quarterback. And Younghoe Koo, the first kicker off the board. Samaje Perine, and back over to me. Now it's just a you know, who do I like the best here? Who do I want on my team out of these remaining players? So let me see. Running backs, we got Jerick McKinnon. We got Zach Charbonnet. You could take Zeke, you know, but I don't know what he's going to do over there. A-Chain, isn't he hurt? Did he get slammed on his shoulder? Is that the guy who?
Yeah, he's hurt. Yeah. Should be back soon.
And then receiver, Elijah Moore, Alan Lazard, Adam Thielen, your boy's still there.
It's both his boys, Lazard and Thielen. That might be his next two.
But let me see. I'm going to go, this is interesting. I have a couple of people I might pick. I think I'm going to go down a little bit further here And where is he? Can I find him? Can I find him? There we go. All right. So this guy, I think, could have a decent year. He's going to be on my bench, and you never know what's going to happen. But Darnell Mooney in Chicago, I'm going to go ahead and take him. We have Anthony Richardson went right after him, and then LSA was on the clock.
Okay, and here, we're getting towards the end here. And usually, I feel like for many, many years, the last two picks everybody made usually was like a kicker on their defense. And for whatever reason, it seems like this year, people started getting crazy and going super early on defenses. And so I'm going to just go ahead and follow along with that.
You're really going to pick a defense for these guys out here?
Yeah.
What? Okay. Hold on. Let's break this
down.
There's
four picks left.
Let's break this down, though. Okay. I just want to know here. So we have the Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, and 49ers have all been picked. So we're talking about the sixth best defense. What is that going to be in your opinion? Go for it.
It's going to be not any negative points all season. Because it's like it's like you might as well get safe. Everything else, you're going for Hail Marys, of course, and you might hit one, which is great. But, I don't want to like get negative points because I waited till the very, very end on a defense, And I believe that this particular team always has a pretty decent defense. Even if they're not great, they're not going to be bad. So it's a pretty safe choice, and that's why I'm going to go ahead and do that now. And that is the New England Patriots.
All right, Patriots off the board. Eliseo takes a defense with three picks left.
In week one, they play the Philadelphia Eagles, one of the best offenses in the league.
Yeah. Just plug and play.
After that,
plug and play.
We'll be all right.
Elijah Moore, Adam Thielen, Dalton Kincaid. Yeah. That Dalton Kincaid pick's not bad right there.
That's exactly where I was going to go because I'm going back-to-back tight end. Kincaid was going to be the first one, so I'm a little disappointed to not get him. But I am going to take one of my other guys. My man, Chig Okonkwo, tight end, Tennessee.
All right. So we're in round 14. Let's just finish it off. Let's go to 16, right? And I'm not going to pick. Should we pick defenses and kickers for these guys over here?
I don't ever.
Yeah. Brandon doesn't. I'm going to follow suit with Brandon just for this mock draft here. But I will tell you what defense or kicker I would have picked. But I'm going to do some flyers here. First, we got Brandon's second pick.
Yeah, and so my whole thing, I don't take kickers or defenses in any draft that's like before the first week of the season. You can pick them up on Wednesday night before the season starts. So you give yourself some extra chance in case guys get hurt. You got a couple extra guys to work with. That's kind of my philosophy. So anyways, I'm going back-to-back tight end here. I could get this guy later, but I want to take him right now. So deep in the tight end board. One of the other rookies that I really like from Green Bay, Luke Musgrave.
All right, Jerick McKinnon, A-Chain went, and Zeke.
So if you're playing in a league that does have, because a lot of people don't even play with a defense or a kicker, or sometimes a defense or sometimes a kicker and not the other. So in this case, we are. And I have actually won games because I had a really good kicker. Like back in the Janikowski days, I think one week he scored something like 21 points or something ridiculous because he was the only thing that the Raiders scored. It was just a bunch of field goals. And I ended up winning the game by a couple of points because of that kicker, And so it does make a difference. Even if it's boring, I think it can make a difference. Those are the little things that can kill you or kill your season for that matter. So with that being said, I'm going to take one of the best in the game, Justin Tucker.
All right, and I agree. Defense and kickers can help you win games, but I also agree that you can stream them. Now, I'll be completely honest with you. A lot of people out there just want to plug and play, and that's great. If you're going to plug and play, take that defense, take that kicker early, get who you want, get someone good, and then you can kind of just leave them there. But if you want to play the matchups, then you don't really have to get a kicker right away unless you're targeting that week one or the first couple weeks schedule right there. And you know what? Sometimes they say the strength of schedule, and then they come out week one, and it's completely opposite of what we think. So you never know. You started the trend again. Butker went right after you, and now it's over to me. All right. Who do we got here? Look at I got three kickers on the top of my board right here. But we are in that home stretch right here. I'm going to take a look at the running backs. Here we have Elijah Mitchell. We have Tank Bigsby. It's a great name. Alan Lazard, receiver Tyler Boyd. Jacoby Myers could be interesting. But I think I'm going to go. Oh, there's two of them I kind of like here. So I could go with Raheem Mostert, which, who knows, he could be the starter in Miami. Could be Jonathan Taylor, too. Or Tyler Allgeier. And they're both, you know, just kind of flyer picks, really. So I'm gonna take Raheem Mostert. Why not? Alan Lazard, Miami Dolphins, Elijah Mitchell, McPherson, kicker off the board, and back to me. I told you I'd take the defense or so if I was going to take a defense right now, I would take the New Orleans Saints. Yeah. I don't know who they open up with. Do you know who they open up with?
They have an easy schedule. They're like the best defense to have the whole year. The best quarterback they play is Trevor Lawrence.
So there you go. Great, great defense to get late in the draft there. And then if I was going to pick a kicker, I would definitely go with Daniel Carlson here. He just kicked a 62-yard field goal. He's got a boot, always accurate, and I'm a Raiders fan, so hey, why the heck not, right? But I'm not going to pick them. I'm going to go back to do I want to do a wide receiver or a tight end here? Ooh, let's get interesting here. My tight end is Dallas Goedert. I like my tight end. Strong. I think it's going to be great. But I'm going to pick somebody else up. And this guy could be really great. He may just do a lot of blocking. We really don't know because he is a rookie. And he's on my favorite team. We're going to go with Michael Mayer for Las Vegas Raiders. There you go. Williams, Detroit went next. And Eliseo is back on the board.
Okay, here we are swinging for the fences yet again. This is going to be a good year, guys. And I'm going to go a little bit further down the line again and find a guy that has the potential to be a top five running back if he plays. So with my second to the last pick, I'm really kind of just throwing a Hail Mary here, and I'm going to go with running back Kareem Hunt.
Love your guys, yeah. Okay. Damian Harris, Tyler Bass, Daniel Carlson, the next picks. Again, I'm not doing kicker or defense, so I got two picks to work with here. One of the guys I'm going to take, I really like him. I think he may take over the job of Najee Harris this year. I'm going to take running back from Pittsburgh, Jaylen Warren.
All right. Jake Elliott, Tyler Higbee. Back to you.
Back to me. One more pick. I'm going to scroll down my wide receiver list here. Don't really love any of these guys, but the guy that I think could be very interesting, I think he could be the number one wide receiver. Again, it's in Carolina, so not a lot of weapons there, but I like this rookie. He's had a good connection with quarterback Bryce Young. I'm going to take wide receiver Jonathan Mingo.
Rashad Bateman, Tank Bigsby, Jacoby Myers, and Elisa, what is your last pick?
With my last pick, I'm going to take a safer pick than I have been doing this entire time. And this guy has proven that he could be a really good receiver. He's not a number one, but he's definitely a safe option. Mid-tier guy. I don't know why he's projected so low, but he did pretty good last year, especially when Jamar Chase was out. So I'm going to go with wide receiver Tyler Boyd.
All right. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good pick in round 16. Can't go wrong
on
there.
A great offense. Yeah, can't go wrong.
Tyler Allgeier went next. And then for my last and final pick, I'm going to take, I just had him. Where'd he go? This guy, he is hurt right now. Got a little hamstring injury. But I don't know how long that's going to last. That's okay. He's going to be on my bench. He plays for Carolina, not the best in the world, but I think he may be the number one guy there. DJ Shark, is my final pick. Singletary Foreman went, and that is the draft. So let's go back and kind of look at our teams here. So I have Justin Jefferson, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard, Joe Mixon, DeAndre Hopkins, I'm liking it so far, Dallas Goedert, Deshaun Watson, Rashad White, Quentin Johnson, Zay Flowers, Cortland Sutton, Geno Smith, my backup quarterback, Darnell Mooney, Raheem Mostert, Michael Mayer, a little flyer there in Vegas, and DJ Shark. I'm liking it. I'm especially liking the starters, Jacobs, Pollard, Mixon. I love it. Jefferson, Hopkins, Quentin Johnson is on the bench, actually. I know it. Yeah, because my flex would be the running back. So, yeah, I'm really liking my team right there. LSA, you want to go through yours?
Yeah, real quick. Just down the line in the order I drafted them. Eckler, Brown, Olave, Metcalf, Waller, Dobbins, Kamara, Pacheco, Addison, Purdy, Carr, Penny, Patriots, Justin Tucker, Kareem Hunt, and Tyler Boyd. So I think I'm pretty well rounded. Obviously, we know about the quarterbacks, but I expect them to do pretty well. I don't expect anything crazy like Mahomes would get you, but enough to, you know, not struggle at the position.
All right. And looking at my team here, Trevor Lawrence, Daniel Jones, the quarterbacks, you feel fine with that. Running back, went a little running back heavy early. Nick Chubb, Ramondre Stevenson, Jahmyr Gibbs, James Cook, Khalil Herbert. Just really like that. And Jaylen Warren. Love that stable running backs, which I should if you take three of the first four picks. At receiver, Stephon Diggs, DJ Moore, Deontay Johnson, Jahan Dotson, Sky Moore. I think my only regret there, I wish I would have taken the receiver in the second round and kind of loaded up there, gone Stephon Diggs and Devontae Adams or A.J. Brown there, getting the two running backs later. I would have felt better about my team, but still like those guys. Tight end, again, Chigokonkwo and Luke Musgrave, and then no kicker in defense for me.
All right, that's the draft for you guys. Hopefully that helps you out with picking your drafts here this weekend. Any of these teams that you really like? I haven't really looked through them all, but there's some good picks. I think there's definitely some value. And let us know which team you think is best. Go to Fantasy Fools Pod on X, formerly Twitter, and let us know whose team you think is best, mine, Eliseo, or Brandon's. Of course, check us out on the fantasyfootballfools.com. And, you know, until next time, don't be a fool.
Stay in school and stay in the AC.